Hi, thanks for joining me again. My KLM flight arrived late last night here in the Netherlands. It wasn't too busy at the time, but Schiphol Airport serves over 71 million passengers a year. It's one of Europe's busiest airports. I'm here at the Banks Mansion because of its central location.
Though I'm here for the music, I've got a lot of sightseeing on my itinerary.
The Anne Frank House is at the top of my list, along with the Van Gogh Museum and the canals of Amsterdam. Did you know? There are 100 canals in the city, and they were built during the 17th century to control the flow of the Amstel River and to add acres of dry land to the city. A boat ride along the canal offers visitors a relaxing way to view traditional Dutch architecture. The canals are crossed over by more than 1,000 bridges and are home to some 2,000 houseboats, including houseboat hotels. No wonder it's called the Venice of the North. The history here is truly amazing, and so is one of the Netherlands' premier music festivals. It's Pink Pop Festival, held annually at Landgraaf Netherlands. Starting in 1970 at Burgemeester Damon Sport Park in the city of Glean, Pink Pop is the oldest, longest-running annual festival dedicated to pop and rock music in the world. In 1997, Pink Pop was extended to a three-day festival with 60,000 people per day capacity and the performances on four separate stages. Some 700 music acts have performed at the festival since it began. Some of those acts include Red Hot Chili Peppers, Post Malone, Good Charlotte, The Smashing Pumpkins, Alanis Morissette, Bruce Springsteen, Avenged Sevenfold, and many other familiar names. But we're gonna go check out some of the Netherlands' own musicians. Some you may know, but there's a couple you may not recognize. One group is Venga Boys. Remember, we like to party? Here you go. Also from the Netherlands, we've got Golden Earring. They've been around since the early 70s and are still performing. One of their earlier hits, Radar Love, launched them into English-speaking radio back in 1973. Radar Love remains a classic rock staple, particularly in North America, and is often voted one of the greatest driving songs or car classics. There are over 300 known cover versions, most notably versions by U2, REM, Def Leppard, James Last, and Santana. In 1982, the band had a number one hit with this popular song. Here we have Twilight Zone by Golden Earring.
Yeah.
Another band that hailed from the Netherlands is Shocking Blue. You may not recognize that name, but you'll definitely remember the song. Shocking Blue released their song Venus in the Netherlands in 1969 as a single. The song peaked at number 3 on the Dutch Top 40 in July 1969 and remained there for 5 whole weeks. Later that year, Venus was issued in several European countries and other countries. In the United States, Venus reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 in February 1970. In 1986, English girl group Bananarama covered Venus for their third studio album, True Confessions, reaching number 1 in 6 countries. Overall, the song has been featured in numerous films, television shows, and commercials, and covered dozens of times by artists around the world. Here's Shocking Blue with their original version of Venus. That song is timeless to my way of thinking. I think it edges out the version by Bananarama, but you choose your preference. Our next song is a bit of a novelty and was definitely a showstopper when it came out. Hocus Pocus is a song by the Dutch rock band Focus, written by keyboardist, flutist, and vocalist Fis van Leer and guitarist Jan Ackerman. It was recorded and released in 1971, but it did fail to chart. A faster re-recording of the song was released in Europe in 1972 and then in the US and Canada in 1973. It peaked at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 the weeks of June 2nd and June 9th in the US and number 18 in Canada during the spring and summer of that year. Hocus Pocus takes the form of a rondo, alternating between a powerful rock chord riff with short drum solos and then varied solo verses, which include yodeling, organ playing, accordion, scat singing, flute riffs, and whistling. The single version is significantly edited from the album version. Here's your chance to reacquaint yourself with this song or maybe hear it for the very first time. Here is Hocus Pocus by Focus. I wonder where you can learn to yodel like that. It's kind of a lost art. I think it's only fitting that we wrap up our world tour of the Netherlands with a couple of rockers who started there. And by that, I mean were born there. And I'm talking about Van Halen. Both Eddie and his brother Alex were born in Amsterdam but moved to Pasadena, California when Eddie was 8 and Alex was 10. By the mid-60s, the brothers began playing as the Broken Combs. After playing under a few different names, the name Van Halen was officially adopted into the group in 1972 and remains to this day. The group performed in 2020, and it was only with the death of Eddie Van Halen on October 6th, 2020 from cancer that the band officially was considered over, at least according to Van Halen's son, Wolfgang. Here's one of their most popular songs, Jump. Thanks for listening to World Tour here on Arctic Radio.